Yo, what up? This your boy Ked, aka Sleeze Believe the Hype. And you already know what it is, man. We about to get into another super dope episode of the Sleeze Believe the Hype podcast. I'm 2 years post-op, over 230 pounds down, and I'm loving life. Let's get into it, man. I'm still that fat kid who loves cake. Let's go. Yo, what's up, everybody? This is your favorite Uncle Ked, and welcome to another super dope episode of the Sleeze Believe the Hype podcast. And as always, y'all know I always got somebody that's dope with me that's going to be co-hosting with me. Well, today, this one is really great because we're going to get into some information that's going to benefit the entire community. And it's something that I'm excited about because I'm a part of it as well. So without further ado, I'm just going to bring her on. Y'all know her as the Chic and Savvy Bell on the gram. I want to introduce Sierra. What's going on, Sierra? How you doing?
Hello, I'm doing amazing. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for being a part of this community. Like, you always bring the energy. Like, we love you, you know, everybody loves you. So I'm just honored to be on the show again, like doubling back. So yeah, I'm excited.
Absolutely. Well, you know what, you've been on before a few years back, and we definitely got some catching up to do. I know a lot has changed, and you know, different stuff that goes on in this journey. COVID came into play and so much. So yeah, let's kind of just, you know, let's go back a little bit and kind of let us know what's going on with you.
Yeah, of course. So the last time, you know, I was here, everything was going well. I, you know, thriving in my weight loss journey and serving in the community and just really continuing like the pay it forward path, which has always been my energy. I love this community so much. And everything that I ever kind of have put into it has always been about paying it forward so that the next person can then pay it forward to the next. And we just kind of keep that going. And I think, you know, we all learn that this is a industry that, well, not an industry, but a community that just really loves to serve each other, because we all know what it feels like to be, you know, underserved. So I'm just, you know, I'm happy that the community is what it is, and it allowed me to become a greater person in this community, in life in general. So the last time I was here, you know, things were really, really going well. I honestly can't remember if I had already had my twins or not, but I had my twins in 2019 and the end of 2019. And so kind of coming out of, you know, the early stages of having newborns and then rolling into the pandemic was really an interesting journey, to say the least. I definitely experienced postpartum depression. I was experiencing postpartum depression, the pandemic, a separation from my husband, and then just other life things that just were kind of coming up. So it's crazy because, like, you know, the doctor world, they say those are traumatic life experiences, like each of those types of things, right? So I was experiencing like four traumatic life experiences at the same exact time, and it definitely started to get the best of me. So once I realized that I had postpartum, because it was kind of hard, honestly, it was hard for me to admit, and even I didn't really acknowledge it until I was out of it, actually, which is crazy because I didn't realize I was going through it. I just thought, you know, it's tough because I have twins. This is hard because I have two kids. I'm breastfeeding two babies. But it wasn't until around like May of 2020 that I was like, wait, no, this is something else happening. This is not just like the norm. I had memory loss. It was crazy. Like, so many, it was wild. Like, I barely can remember the first like 4 months of my twins. Like, I remember little things here and there, but like there's things that I have photos in my phone and I'm like, when did that happen? Like, was I even present? Like, and so those are the things that helped me to realize that I was truly going through like a serious episode of depression, clearly. So with the pandemic, it kind of added to that, right? And then when you're kind of trapped and your habits have changed, I was pregnant and now I'm finally able to start moving and working out and doing the things that I love again. Now I can't because life has changed in the world. And then also, you know, the situation, like I said, with my husband and I kind of like separating and having like marital issues during all of this, all of that kind of played a role. So needless to say, weight gain kind of came into the picture. And I don't know, you know, how a lot of people in this community feel about, you know, themselves when they start to gain, you know, those unwanted pounds that we've worked so hard to get rid of. But for me, especially being someone that had positioned themselves as a, like a catalyst in the community, someone that had kind of positioned themselves as a motivator, it really affected me in an even harder way, because I'm like, I am helping others, you know, motivate others, and I'm struggling now myself. And it was like a battle between who I am, what I was going through, and who I know I can be and should be. So it's just like, what do you do? You know, which path do you take? And eventually I had to just take the path of like stepping back and focusing on my mental health, focusing on the things that I could control. And then I finally got a grip. It wasn't until 2021 that I actually finally got to a point where I just accepted that I am human and I'm not going to be perfect. You know, everything's not going to be perfect in life. You know, I have to accept the fact that I was going through these traumatic experiences that all kind of like just threw daggers at me, and not having any like resources to really express myself because my time was consumed with taking care of two babies, the world is closed, you know, it just wasn't there for me. So once I realized it, accepted it, and kind of just digested it, things started looking up again. And now we're back, we're here, we're in 2022. It's like crazy. The last 2 years are like, I don't know about you, but the last 2 years just feel like a whole blur. It just went by so fast.
Absolutely. the last two years, it's a blur. So much has happened. And then, you know, we're halfway through 2022 and it's crazy, right?
Yes, it's crazy. But, you know, now that we're here, I am at a place now where I finally feel like my cup is full again. And I'm the type of person that when I'm full, I'm going to feed and fill others because that's a part of my purpose. So I'm ready and I'm feeling like, you know, empowered and encouraged. And this type of energy that I have right now, I have to share it. Like, I have to share it with our community because that's what I love doing. That's a part of, like, I feel that's a part of my purpose. So that's kind of like where I'm at now, you know?
Yeah. So now when you're going through everything that you're going through, and I know with you normally being the person that's on the other side, helping others, how was it for you getting reception from the community as far as were people supportive? Did they, you know, reach out, or how was that for you? I mean, because I already know that you didn't want to be the person, you know, you don't want to disappoint anybody. Then you probably was like, oh, I don't want anybody really in my mix right now because I'm going through some things. Were there any, you know, people in particular, or, you know, not necessarily say you have to name them, but how was the reception from the community overall?
So I think that's the really good thing about our community and also about me. I'm very genuine and I'm really an authentic person. So I shared all my highs and lows. I felt like it was important for me to be able to acknowledge that I was struggling, that it's not a picture perfect situation. And although prior to getting pregnant with the twins, I was, you know, in the gym every day. My body was exactly what I wanted it to be. I was working hard. I was eating just like I needed to eat. Everything was just like, if you could say picture perfect, it was picture perfect at the time. But then when life hit me and things started to change and my control changed, because now I'm no longer in control. You know, these babies are in control. The world is in control. I had to adapt. I had to adjust. And doing that, I felt like it was important to be honest. I felt like it was important to share it. And then guess what happened when I did? Everybody supported me because we all were going through the same things. And I mean, I don't want to say we all, but a lot of us were kind of experiencing the same things. So I didn't really get any backlash. I literally got open arms and support. It was wonderful. It was the greatest thing I could have ever done for myself. And I got so many people like message me in the DMs that were like, you know, they were going through the same things and they wish that they had the support I have, like just, you know, being able to see the comments and stuff like that. And I'm like, you could have the support if you share your journey and you share your highs and your lows. Don't just show up when it's high. You know, when you're going through something, let that be known too, so people can support you, because we can't support what we don't know, right? So, yeah, so I actually had a really good experience with sharing it and just being vulnerable. And everybody, you know, that supports me, supported me.
Well, that's good. And that's the great thing about the community. For the most part, everybody can be very supportive and we look out for one another. So that's good to know that, you know, you had people that were in your corner that was going through the same thing. Because, I mean, we were all going through something during the pandemic. I mean, I don't know anybody that I know that had everything and everything was at their disposal that they needed. I mean, the world shut down. So you were affected in some form or fashion, no matter where you are, what stage of life that you are at. Everybody had something that they were affected by, whether it was just loneliness or, you know, a lot of people couldn't adapt to not being able to go anywhere. Just simple stuff like that. And then that would be, you know, then like with what you had going on, emotional triggers, things that could send you spiraling back the other way. And I think that was hard for a lot of us. I mean, myself included, because, you know, here I am, fresh having surgery 6 months out, and here we go with a pandemic. You know, I'm thinking I'm about to live my best life. I'm getting this weight off and I'm about to go kick it. Nope. Everything is shutting down. Everything that I had thought I planned to do, you know, it all changed. So yeah, life comes at you hard, and it's, you know, like my dad always says, it's hard, you know, but it's fair, I guess. Sometimes I still don't understand that statement, but I understand that statement.
It makes sense. Yep.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So now we in 2022 and you just dropped a major bombshell on everybody in the community. Everybody's in uproar now. You know, the gram is like, wow, we got this major event that's about to take place that you have introduced. And I want you to introduce that to everybody and let everybody know how this came about and what's going to take place and everything they need to know about this major event, because I think this is going to be really, really great for the community.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So the event is called the Losers Ball, and it is a conference and awards gala in one. So it's a 2-day celebration of life after bariatrics. That is literally what it is. It's a celebration for life after bariatrics. And this particular conference slash awards gala, it came about because back in 2020, during the pandemic, before the pandemic hit. So one of the things I had been working on in 2019 when I was pregnant, I had come up with this idea to start a conference and awards gala, because it was awards. It was this, the whole concept was supposed to be the same thing that I'm doing now, but it was only for women in the sleeve and in the sleeve community, because I have a sleeve. I connect and I know that particular surgery type. So when people ask me for, you know, help or suggestions, I can really speak to that. You know, the other surgeries, I can speak about weight loss surgery, but I can't specifically speak about how gastric bypass affects your body. You know, I don't know that. So I wanted to kind of keep it around things that I knew, and also the fact that the sleeve has kind of become more of the procedure that's being used across the board. So I felt like that was a really good niche to kind of start this in. And then if it was something that needed to be expanded upon, then I would have time over the years to expand upon it. So I launched that particular event in 2020. And when the pandemic happened, I had to pivot, because it was supposed to be an in-person event, but I ended up having to transition it to a virtual event. And it was amazing. Like, we had a good time. It was so cool to be able to take, for the, like, the pandemic really pushed us to be creative with how we do things. And so I was really excited because I was able to develop a mobile app for this. Like, it was so dope. And all of the ladies, like, we had over 200 women that attended, and we even had like a pajama party. It was like so cool. Like, everybody came dressed in their pajamas. One of the sponsors sent out candles. So we had candles. So we all had like the same ambiance. It was so cool. And after that conference, during the planning of that conference, I actually injured my knee trying to get back working out. Like, while all those other things were going on, I was also planning and building this conference up. So I had like a lot in the fire. But when I finally got back in the gym, I was going so hard on the squat machine, I hurt my knee. So that kind of set me down. And this was right at the month that the conference was happening. So I actually hosted the conference in a cast, not a cast, but like a wrap with my leg up the whole time. And it was a 3-day conference because I had been injured. Yes. So nonetheless, when the conference ended, I had this sense of just like, I was so overwhelmed with everything. You know, all the other things I told you, you know, the postpartum, the pandemic, separation, and now I've injured my knee when I was just getting back into working out again. So when I felt like I was about to take back control, I lost it all over again. And it just put me in a deeper state of depression. So I was just like, this is unreal. Like, every time I think I'm getting out of it, I'm getting pushed right back in. And so with the conference, I knew that I wanted to expand it into something bigger in 2021. And that was going to be where it was going to be all inclusive to men, to women, to any type of surgical procedure, you know, to people that are considering it, to people who, you know, maybe even like the surgeons. Like, I was like, how can I make this really an experience for all of us to celebrate everybody? Because we didn't have anything like that. When I created Life Beyond Sleep, there was nothing in the industry that was for bariatric patients to celebrate being great or to honor them and award them. So at my conference, even though it was virtual, I did an award ceremony where I awarded the ladies different categories, and it was just beautiful, you know? So I wanted to take that up a notch, and I wanted to do it in person, just like I said I was gonna do from the beginning. But this time I said, I wanna go bigger, like God said, go bigger. So because of my injury and me going into a deeper state of depression, I decided I needed to take a step back and get myself together, heal, figure out what's going on with me. So when I came back, I knew that I could execute this conference and this awards gala with a certain sense of excellence, and to make sure that the state, the city, and the country was where it needed to be for us to come together the way that I envisioned it, the way I saw it in my mind. So I've literally been waiting on this. So for the right opportunity where COVID kind of has like simmered down enough where we feel safe to kind of come back together again. And so earlier this year, I was like, I said a prayer, like I'm a woman of faith. So I said a prayer and I was like, God, please just tell me when the time is right, because I have something great. Like, I know we need this in the community. I was just like, let me know when the time is right. And around April, May-ish, I finally got like my signs. And I was like, okay, it's go time. So I started planning. I started kind of like getting all the logistics together. And now here we are. We are in July and I just dropped it and it has already like taken off. And it's crazy because I'm like, girl, you were just 2 years of depression. Like, if anybody would have told me that I would have come out of that, dropped this conference, got the whole like community back excited about like in-person events again and coming together and like celebrating each other, I would not have believed that. Like, I wouldn't have believed it. But here we are. So,
so let's kind of jump into what's going to take place during the conference. And then the ball, of course. I'm excited about this too for my own reasons, but yeah, we'll I'll let you talk about all that.
Yes. So my idea behind this particular event, it's an experience, right? So we all go to, like, in our work lives, in education, whatever, we all go to these educational conferences and we need them, we love them, We have to have them because we need to be educated. We want to continue to be successful, right? But for me, I feel like a lot of the best work gets done from peer-to-peer support, inspiration. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted something just like what I did with Life Beyond Sleep. I wanted it to be something that was for us, by us, and really sharing personal experiences, sharing how, you know, like me telling this story right now about how I was depressed for 2 years and now I just dropped one of the biggest things I could have ever done for this community out of just like me wanting to do something special for us, right? Like, that is the type of inspiration that people are inspired by and want to do and kind of like push themselves and get back on track or whatever if they feel like they've fallen off track. Like, I wanted to create an experience and a situation where we could really come together, love on each other, inspire each other, celebrate each other, and really just tear the house down at the end of the day. Just have a good time. And so the concept behind it is we're going to have a day conference. So we're not going to be, you know, all day and, you know, educational types of things. It's going to be a day conference. And even the conference is going to be panel based. It's going to be experience based. It's going to be where it's interactive, where, you know, if you have those questions that you want to know from these, from the people that you look up to in the community and that inspire you, you'll be able to ask them in person, one-on-one, where it's just very personable. And so the conference is really going to be, I know it's going to be like a game changer where people are going to walk out of that room just inspired and ready to like take on 2023 or, you know what I mean? And so from there, as far as the conference is concerned, the rest of the experiences, Friday night, Saturday night, are all just to celebrate the people that are like selflessly doing work in this community. And then, like I said, just to have a good time. So we're going to have the gala, which is going to be the awards presentations. And we have a lot of surprises for that. There's some entertainment surprises, a whole bunch of stuff going to kind of happen with that. And my plan is to blow everybody's minds. Like, my plan is to have something that nobody is ever going to expect to happen at this particular, during this weekend. So I've put so many little details together that people are just going to be like, wow. So I'm so excited. Like, I told my mom and my friends that have been helping me plan behind the scenes, the sidebar, I just told them, I was like, I'm going to be an emotional wreck because I'm just going to be overwhelmed with like tears of joy. I already know it. Like, I'm a softie, I'm an empath. So I'm like, I already, like, if I see people like enjoying it the way that I know they will, I'm literally going to be a mess because I'm just going to be so happy. Like, so I'm excited. But yeah. And then we're going to end with an after party. And you know, it's, you know, you like the music and all the music and I love music. Like, we are going to like cut up. So that's really the bulk of it.
Yeah. I can't wait. That's going to be dope. The party aspect of it. Yeah. I love good music. Good party. So yeah, I'm here for all of that. I'm here for the conference too. Don't get me wrong. I don't want y'all to think that I'm just partying. I'm here for the conference. Everything that's going to encompass the Losers Ball, because I mean, at this point, this is definitely needed for the community, because you got to think, when I came around a few years back, none of this was taking place. There wasn't anything like this. And you know, now, fast forward the last year or so, you know, there have been several events that have been taking place that has been geared toward, you know, our community. And we need that. I think that it helps so many people who are trying to make a conscious decision as to, is this what I want for my life? Or is this something that's gonna help me? And I mean, because so many people have heard, I mean, just face facts, over the years, there have been so many myths and rumors about weight loss surgery. And I'm happy to say that many of us in this community have been around to kind of dispel and kick a lot of those rumors and to the curb and bring the facts to the forefront so people can know the real deal. And that comes from just from people like me and you sharing our story and being transparent about everything. And I think that's the most important part, because people can always fall in love with the results. I say this all the time. People look at different people in the community and they see how they are now, but they don't really know what it took to get there. And I think that is probably the most important piece to educating others on what we go through on our journey. And I think that what it took to get here, you know, you got people TT and Dez, who you've got hosting the event, and you look at where they are now, and it was a lot of hard work. You know, they just didn't have the surgery, boom, 6 months later, this is where they are. You know, it's work that goes into that, and people need to see all of that. So, I mean, I think that needs to encompass the good and the bad, and even the ugly, because let's just, we're human. And I don't know anybody that's not human that, you know, go say they don't go through stuff, or, you know, even like what you talked about, what you went through, that's a part of life. There are going to be ups and downs. There are going to be highs and lows. And I think that for somebody, you know, like myself, I didn't have any of this, you know, just 4 years ago when I was contemplating doing this. I, you know, everything I learned, I had to learn through trial and error. And I'm sure you went through the same thing, because this wasn't around. And I just think that now people that are coming in, they have a lot more to, you know, they can grasp. They can go here, they can go here. They can get information from here, this person, that person, or this doctor, or that, you know, dietitian, because there's so much light being brought to it now. And I'm just forever grateful for that, seriously.
Yes, I agree 100%. And that's the other side of it. So creating this for our community is also, like you said, when we got our surgeries done, there was nothing like this. You know, you had to kind of like DM somebody or talk. I'll say, hey, you know, can you have so-and-so call me or text me, start to ask them, you know, this or that. And, you know, even, you know, now with your podcast, you know, you're changing lives because you're sharing these stories on your podcast. Like, a lot of these things just were not here. And so this is a resource for people who are considering it, because where better to get your answers than an event where everybody literally is a resource that you could talk to and really see what life after bariatrics is really like. You know, we have all the things where you can't drink out of a straw, you can't eat lettuce, you can't do this. Like, you get scared. Like, some of these, you know, surgeons, they scare people and they give them these crazy things. And then there's things, of course, in the world and in the media about just like weight loss surgery statistics and this and that. But it's truly what you do with your journey. It's truly how you kind of position yourself in your journey. And there's highs and lows, but you won't really know the real deal unless you're talking to actual real people. Real people that can give you, like you said, real experiences, the good, the bad, the ugly, and then let you make an informed decision for yourself from that point. So this is open to people who are considering, who are scheduled, because even when you're scheduled, you're still teeter-tottering sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you're kind of like, am I doing the right thing?
And people back out, you know, so we try to stop all of that. You know, it's about saving lives and getting people to complete what they started, you know. And I think that having a wealth of information and being able to make an informed decision will help people to complete what they started, and not only just complete getting to the table to have the surgery, but having the success and knowing what to do afterwards. And then when those pitfalls and everything come up, knowing how to react to that instead of hitting a wall and then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, failure is the option if they, you know, go down, and that's what we don't want. We want people to have success. I mean, of course, everybody's going to hit those points where they stall or hit points where they have regain, but it's the knowledge that you have of self and knowledge that you gain from the, you know, your wealth of information from the doctors and your team and your community that are helping you see your way through anything that you face on this journey. And it's a lifelong journey. And that's what people have to understand. I didn't even understand it in the beginning, because I'm thinking, okay, once I lose the weight, you know, I'm good. You know, it's a walk away. Hell no, it ain't a walk away. It's for life. You're in this, you know, it's almost like we're in a gang now. We got jumped in this gang, and the only way you get out is death. So
you're in now.
You're in it.
I love that. And, you know, also, just to kind of touch on that, too, it's crazy because someone asked me, this was the only time someone asked this question the way they asked it, and I answered. And they asked me, with the now knowing that I have regained, would I still have gotten the surgery done? And when I saw the question come through, I wasn't offended, because obviously I'm sharing my story, and I'm okay with the fact that I've gained, you know, and I'm showing that, yes, I gained, but I finally stopped myself. There's power in stopping your gain too. There's power in not gaining it all back. You know, there's power in recognizing, okay, I saw where I had a problem. I fixed the problem. Now I'm going to, you know, maintain, figure out what to do next, and then try to get that gain off, right? But the person, when they asked me the question, I had to really sit with that for a second and think about it, how I wanted to answer it. And I remember I was like, this is such a great question. Yeah. And so when I answered her, I said, you know, honestly, I would, because had I not gotten my sleeve, I really never would have thought this was possible. I never would have thought that I could truly ever shed that weight, because I was just like in the mindset of, this is just how I'm going to be. Like, I've tried everything and it's always failed. So this must just be my body. I must just be meant to be this way. And getting my sleeve really gave me the opportunity to teach and know better, that that's not accurate, that it really just took a matter of consistency for me, staying committed to the journey. So I know how I got where I am. I literally had to just, it was terrible for me. Like, I resorted back to old habits, you know, all the things, but that doesn't mean that sleeve has been in vain. That doesn't mean that I regret getting it. What that means is I have to really buckle down, get back to the basics, find my hole again, where I can be consistent again. But life be life for people. Like, you know, life changes and you have to adapt and you have to figure out how that looks. But it's, again, like you said, it's a lifelong journey. So I had to give myself grace to know that I can do this over time. I don't have to do this in 2 months or 3 months or 2 weeks. The weight that I gained over a 2-year period of time. Why am I going to pressure myself to try and lose it in 90 days or 60 days? I'm giving myself the grace to take my time and lose it slowly but surely in the most healthiest way, so that these are habits that now I can adapt when things kind of get out of my control. And it's not just solely like, okay, I can only have 2 ounces of this or that. You know, like, now I'm really learning how to incorporate life and my sleep together, for real. So.
Absolutely. And I think that's the takeaway, because, yeah, we all, I mean, at some point, everybody's going to experience some form of regain. And I don't mean that in a negative way. That's just part of life. And it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to gain it all back, or you're going to gain, you know, it's just part of it. I mean, because once you adapt and things, you know, you start to go on vacation, whatever you had, it gives way a little bit more. You're able to consume a little bit more. And like you said, life is life. And sometimes things happen. And yeah, it's just a matter of, okay, so I've got the education here and I've got the background and mindset to where I know how to deal with it when that happens, the appropriate steps that I need to take if you choose to do so. That's the difference. That's the takeaway, because now you know, hey, I know what to do. And I know that, you know, because like before going into it, we didn't know what to do, because if we did, then we wouldn't have gotten to the point to where we were, to where we needed to have weight loss surgery. So now it's like, okay, all right, I've had some regain. It's not the end of the world. Let's get myself on track. I know what I need to do. I know how to eat now. I know how to eat properly. And that's the biggest takeaway for me, is that I know, you know, I've gotten enough of the education and a background on journey and just through bariatrics, period, to where I know I can eat this, and I know, you know what to do. You know how much of it that you can eat, because people are always inboxing me and on my case, because they say, kid, man, you sitting up here cooking all this food and, you know, you're having a good time. Yeah, hell yeah, I'm having a great time. It doesn't have to be boring. And for the 119th time, hell no, there is no way possible I can eat what I show you on those plates. Those are just for demonstration purposes only, because I like to cook. I mean, that's just my labor of love. That's what y'all like to call a love language. I know it's not really one of the five love languages, but that's one of mine. You know, I say cooking is one of them because it's just what I like to do. And yeah, so I mean, but it doesn't have to be boring. And that was my thing. And that was the whole thing with me for so many years, why I didn't want to do it, because hey, I thought I was going to be subjected to rabbit food for the rest of my days. And so I'm like, nah, I can't give up. You know, I ain't ready to give up all this food. But little did I know, I never had to. And had I really known early on in life that I could have ate whatever I wanted, but within reason, then I might never would have been overweight to begin with. But I mean, that's neither here nor there. But now I know that. And, you know, everybody's body is different. Everybody's body is not going to let them tolerate certain things. But I still think that you'll pretty much be able to eat what you want within reason. And I mean, in people's bodies now, even regular size, you know, well, I won't say regular size, I'll just say people that are not obese, sometimes they can't eat everything because guess what? They might have reflux or different triggers, you know, because people have food allergies and stuff like that. So yeah, everybody's body is going to be different. So, I mean, there's certain things that I don't eat. I mean, it might look like I eat, you know, just about pretty much everything. I think I'm fortunate enough to be able to eat some of the good stuff still. But yeah, outside of that, it's just the fact of knowing, you know, what your triggers are and what are some of the things that could take you over the top and, you know, get you back on an emotional roller coaster to where you're eating and you're not really paying attention to how much you're eating. And I think that's the difference now. And with you being able to, like, you know, you jump right back into it. You went right back into your workout mode. I saw you went right back to your jump ropes. And you did your challenges and all and everything. So, I mean, I think that is you putting yourself, your feet back to the fire and holding yourself accountable. And we applaud you for doing that. So, yeah, you got it. Definitely.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a journey, right? It's not a destination. It's a journey. And I think the biggest thing, like for me, like with this interview, I think if I could leave anything with the people that are listening to this and that might be in the position that I am, that, you know, has some regain, you know, trying to get back on track, the greatest gift that I gave myself was grace.
Sure.
I gave myself grace and I allowed myself to experience what I was experiencing, but also give myself enough grace to know that there is a way to get back where I feel I want to be in time by simply taking my time and not being so hard on myself that I push myself into a corner that puts me back three steps versus two steps or one step. So, you know, if anybody's going through anything, you know, with regain and it's stressing them or it's causing them to feel, you know, quote unquote, like they failed, that's not the case. But right. You don't fail until you give up.
That's right.
So as long as you're fighting, you're not a failure. You can't fail if you never gave up on something. And I will never give up because this is literally who I am. I literally love everything about this journey that I've been on, the highs, the lows. I'm grateful for it all because what it does is it makes you appreciate everything so much more. And I'm just so grateful that, you know, I was able to come out of that season. And now we're about to like go crazy in October, like have a great time. I'm just so excited.
Yeah. So the dates that are coming up in October, what are the dates of the conference? Let everybody know where it is. And if you can kind of jump into who's, you know, being honored or what's going, taking part of it. I mean, I know you made some of those introductions already. So yeah, let's talk about that.
Yes, yes, yes. So the event is going to be October 14th and 15th. It's in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey.
and let me tell everybody why. I chose Atlanta specifically because I'm in Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana. But I chose Atlanta because Atlanta is a hub. And I wanted to choose a location that would be easy for everybody to get to and affordable for everybody to get to. Because we all know most flights, most airlines kind of pass through Atlanta. So that was the reason why I chose Atlanta. And then from there, like the hotel that I chose was chosen with purpose as well. So every single detail about this event has purpose that will be revealed, you know, at the actual event. But just know it's all pieces to a greater puzzle. And so as far as our, you know, honorees, so we have honorees, we have speakers, we have special guests, we have a lot going on. So, you know, right now I'm kind of still dropping all of our honorees. So as, like you said earlier, we have Dez, Woke Up Like Dez, and TT Got Sleep. They're going to be our hosts, our MCs for the entire weekend. It's going to be amazing. They have so much energy. I love them together. I love them separate, but together, they are going to be crazy. It's going to be so much fun. And then we're honoring, you know, we have some surgeons that we're going to be honoring. We have some other influencers we're going to be honoring. We have just people that are just truly giving themselves to this community in all the ways. And outside of honorees, we have speakers. And the speakers that I'm bringing in, I feel are going to be able to truly give their perspective on the journey from start to the middle to where they are now. So there's no stone that could be left unturned. Everybody that I've selected to be a speaker is someone that I believe is very personable, has a unique story, has unique experiences where they literally could answer any question that's being asked. So, you know, we'll be releasing the speakers next week. So I haven't shared the speakers yet, but we'll, you know, stay tuned. That'll be happening next week. But there are tons and tons of secret surprises. And this is definitely going to be an event that you, if you can get there, you don't want to miss this one. You know, we had the gala is a formal black tie event. So if you missed your prom, like if you didn't get to wear the dress you wanted to wear for senior prom or whatever, this is your chance to go and like get that dress, get in it, look good, put that tux on. You know what? Did you go to like your prom?
I did. I went to my senior prom, but that was actually 30 years ago. It's been so long. I haven't been able, you know, put on a black tie, you know, go to an event like this in a long time. So I'm definitely looking forward to it.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait to see everybody dressed up.
Yeah, this is my 30th year of high school reunion. So yeah, I'm old. I'm an old head.
Listen, I'm approaching 20, so I didn't even realize it. I was like, oh my God, I've been out of high school 20 years. Oh my God, Lord.
Yeah, you know what? I think, and a lot of people are like, what, kid? No, that's not true. I'm like, yeah, that is true. They like, you aged backwards with the weight loss. And I'm happy for that, you know. It's that's where it is. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. I remember vaguely some of the stuff that happened during prom because I probably was more lit than anything. So yeah, I'm looking to make new memories. So yeah, I'm going to come out and I'm going to be, you know, dressed to impress, and I'm going to do me.
Yes, I cannot wait. It's going to be, so we're going to have red carpet. Listen, I'm not playing with this. I want everybody to come feeling like kings and queens and leaving like kings and queens. Like, that's right. We are going to look so good. I'm so excited for people to really just be able to just come and just have a good time. It's been so long with this pandemic. You know, even if it's not the bariatric community, just in general, like events, you know, like our social lives have just completely changed. So this is just the right time. I'm just ready. And I hope that everybody, you know, I hope that I've expressed it enough. I hope that my caption and my content on the event page makes sense so that people know what they're signing up for. But it's really, really something that is needed. And it's something that we are going to be able to just like have the best connections and the best time. I'm just so excited. I cannot wait.
Yeah. Absolutely. Me too. And just to be able to come out and enjoy myself. See, I did mention, you know, being out of school for 30 years, but I got to go back. I was very overweight in high school. So I was there, but, you know, kind of a wallflower in the background, just kind of kicking it with the homies and, you know, chilling with some friends. But, did I really enjoy myself? Did I dance like I really wanted to? I mean, I was into music like I am now, but, you know, not wanting to be embarrassed and people laughing at you, so you tend to not be more outgoing. So yeah, this is going to be a one for the ages. You know, I get a chance to get out there and cut a rug and have a good time. So yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait. It's going to be so good. I cannot wait. But yeah, so, you know, we can go ahead and let them know, but you know, you're one of the speakers.
Yes. I am so honored to be part of this and to just be able to speak and share my truth and get into a lot of things. I just think that my experience within itself, 30 years of being overweight, plus 30 plus years of being overweight. I mean, for those who don't know, I'll be 48 in September. So yeah, it's been a long time coming. And I just think that my story within itself and just being able to share that and where what I have gained in 3 years is so invaluable. It's just crazy. And for so many people, I've had three male cousins that are personally attached to me that have had the surgery based off of, you know, just watching the example that I set. So you gotta, when you do this, you gotta do it and just hit it head on because you got other people that are watching. And yes. For people of color, especially people of color, we watch from a distance for a reason because we be like, I don't see what he do. And, you know, then I make a decision on how this is going to be for me. And that's so true. We do that. We do that a whole lot with everything because it's like, all right, well, you going? Well, let me know how it is. It's like, what a party. You know, somebody may be, hey, I'm going to this party. Hey, well, hit me up and let me know if it's lit, then I'm going to show up. That's just how we are. And it's the same thing in everything else in life. Okay, so kid, you finna have your surgery? All right, well, I'm gonna see how it worked for you, and then I might try it, you know? And so I hit the ground running. And so it was like, I was the example for my family. And, you know, even my best friend from high school, I can't forget about my friend, she's a girl, Kim. She had the surgery. And, you know, it's like she hit me up out of the blue one day. She's like, hey kid, I'm about to have a surgery. I'm like, I dropped the phone, like, what? She was like, yeah. I'm like, for real? And, you know, she's done great with it. You know, she's been real quiet as kept. She's not out there. You know, I kind of just threw a name out there. But, I mean, she's good with it now because she's lost the weight and she looks phenomenal. I'm so proud of her. You know, my wife, she had the surgery, you know, so, and she's very low-key. She didn't say anything for a year. But and it's like by the time I came on and said happy first year anniversary to her, sleep with her, everybody was like, what, your wife had to sleep? I'm like, yeah, you know, everybody's different. You know, everybody's kind of different in their journey. Everybody's low key. And, you know, we respect that. And I think that that's the biggest takeaway, you know, another takeaway from the community, that everybody respects where we are. Because a lot of people, believe it or not, don't share with people. I mean, it's a lot of people in this community that only people in the community know that they've had surgery. Some people don't even tell their spouse. Some people don't tell anybody. So I think that, you know, this community is big for so many people for so many reasons. And I think that more people need to hear this so they can appreciate why we are the way we are when it comes to this community.
Yes. And also, like, what's crazy about what you were just saying about a lot of the people that don't share, you know, while we respect everyone's decision and their privacy, my purpose in this whole thing has always been to share, to inspire, to share, to save a life. Yes. And the same way that whoever inspired you to get your surgery done and it helped you and saved your life, just imagine how many lives you could save if you told the next person, you know, hey, this is what helped me. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. You know, think about it. Don't think about stuff like this. Like women that have fertility issues, for instance, right? There's something in the world now, IVF. You can get help to get pregnant. People share that IVF story proudly. I proudly am trying to have IVF so I can produce this baby that I want, so I can produce this miracle I want. It's something that is supported. It's something that is, you know, pushed. It's progressive. It's become mainstream. Why is the weight loss surgery industry still one that is so hush-hush and people are made to feel like they made a decision that is not good for them? Like, I was very, very, very biased against weight loss surgery before I actually recognized how ignorant I was being. And it was ignorance from a level of education. I was so uneducated in what it really was. Like, I did not know what it truly was until I took a look. And I was like, oh, there's options. There's this, there's that. You know, I felt crazy for being so biased about weight loss surgery. I was never biased in a way where I was like, oh, shaming people. But I was like, I don't need that. That's not for me. Like, I know that I can do it without that. That's the person I used to be. And right. Then I was like, well, let me just look into it. And then I looked into it and I was like, okay. I feel stupid now. I feel crazy that I never took the time to just look into it. So that's the good thing about the way the community has kind of grown over the past, like I would say 3 to 4 years.
Yes.
Where so many of us are sharing our story that people are being educated without even really having to seek the information, because we're giving it to them. So it's helping people that maybe would have never considered it kind of be like, oh, maybe I should consider this. Maybe I should think about this. It is really just a way to help you along your journey, because you still have to do the work. Like, you still gotta do the work.
Absolutely. There's no magic pill for this. And I'll say this too, you know, like you were saying, we shouldn't have to be made to feel be ashamed. You should be able to put that stamp on. I wear my sleeve on my shoulder proudly because it saved my life. It saved my life. And I tell anybody, every time somebody pops up on my page, even though it's up there, they don't read, you know, they they immediately see the post. They never look at my profile. I get the famous question, what's the big secret? What's the magic? There is no secret. The secret is that I had weight loss surgery. And that, you know, then it's like, you know, people are like, oh, you know, that's their next statement. Oh, no, it's no oh. It helped. It saved my life. And it's nothing that was, you know, it's like, they act like that you went through an assembly line and you know, the doctor shaved fat from here, fat from there, fat from there, and here now I'm skinny. You know, that was the easy way out. That's the way people see it. But that's because they're uneducated and ignorant to the fact of the process that it encompasses. This is the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life, and it's still hard and it's ongoing.
Yeah.
It's a daily struggle. I struggle daily. You know, I would be lying if I didn't. It's not all, you know, cherries and on top of, you know, whipped cream on top of ice cream sundae over here. Hell no, that's not what's going on over here. It's hard work. You know, every day it's a different, you know, something that I battle with or battle against. Just the fact of having to go work out, I think it sucks still. You know, I hate it. You know, I always will. That's why I pick stuff to do that I like. You know, I like riding bikes. I like doing stuff like that. So I go do that. But to put me in a gym and close the door, I think I feel like the world is closing in on me. And it seems like those 20 to 30 minutes that you spend on an elliptical or something like that, no matter, you can turn on a TV in front of me, it's like watching paint dry to me. So, I mean, everybody's journey is different. Some people are gym heads. They love going in the gym. That's just not how I get mine in. I got to do different stuff. Like I'll do, like here in Atlanta, they've got Effect Fitness, which is like extreme boot camp to ratchet music, to music. You know, so that works for me because, I mean, I can hear the music that I want and then I'm having fun. And it's intense. It's an intense 40 to 45 minute workout. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. So, I mean, I think that people got to find their niche. They got that's why I'm going with this. You've got to find what works for you. And it's not nothing that you've got to find. You don't have to figure it out right now. You don't have to figure out, you know, you got time, you know. So if you're on your journey and you get ready to go through this process, you got time to figure out, because like you said, this is not a destination type thing to where, okay, I've made it and I'm at the end. No. This week, I'm, you know, just for an example, everybody loves to travel. So, you know, I'm the last 6 months, I ain't done nothing, you know. So, I mean, my workout regimen has been trash. So I've been just parlaying in Florida, so to speak. You know, I stopped there for a little while and that's just where I ended up. So now I'm back on the road again and I'm headed somewhere else. That's how you got to look at it. You got to look at it like, hey, this is a journey. So where am I going this time? Where am I going, you know, that's how you got to look at it. And on your journey, you do what? You got stops along the way. You see different, you sightsee, you learn different stuff, and go and do this and do that. So that's just how you got to look at it. But it's forever. You know, it's not like I'm going to go to here from here to LA and then I'm in LA. No, it's not. It's a forever journey. We're always going somewhere.
Yep, always. And, you know, I just want to make sure that everybody that's listening knows that, you know, even if you haven't shared your journey publicly, the Loser's Ball is a safe place. Like, I want people to literally just come and be among others who are like-minded, who understand this journey. There's nobody in the world that understands what it feels like to be obese better than another past obese person.
Yes.
People, you know, crossing your legs, wearing a seatbelt extender, not being able to fit in certain chairs, those are not things that the everyday person has to think about.
Right.
Going into public bathroom stalls and can't fit in the space that is given. Like, those are not things that regular people have to think about. We're not, you said it earlier too, regular people, you know, the average size person.
Right.
But, you know, this is our safe space. This particular community is a safe place. We don't judge. We don't do any of that. You know, we really genuinely try to embrace everybody and try to support everybody. And so for me, this event, the Loser's Ball, is just an ode to that. Like, it's a play on words. You know, we cross over to the loser's bench. Losers are usually considered a negative word, but in our world, it's a positive thing. You know, so the name, I put so much thought into even the name of this. I wanted it to really be an ode to what this really is. And we need something where we can feel safe and celebrated and okay to be who we are, however that is, what that looks like, whatever size that is, whether it is at the beginning of the journey, the middle of the journey, you know, there's no end. So we all are on the same path, right? So let's enjoy each other and have a good time. That's all. That's it for me.
That's it. That's what we're doing. So, Sierra, we got the information on where it's going to be, when it's taking place, and everything that's going to happen. So y'all got the information. Y'all got to come out and check out my girl and be a part of this, be a witness history in the making. Where can they go to find the links for the tickets, everything they need to know about the Loser's Ball? Tell everybody where they need to go to find that.
Yes, so there's a couple options here. So you can go directly to the ticketing website, which is events.thelosersball.com. You can also go to the Instagram page, which is thelosersball22. Or you can go to my Instagram page, which I am at the Chic and Savvy Belle on Instagram. And in my bio, I already have the direct tab to the Instagram page. So all of those options are there. I'm sure they can go to your page at this point. and, you know, when you drop this, you're free to drop the link to the conference if it's available to do so. But those are currently the options. We are still finalizing the website. The website will be dropped once we drop all of the speakers and the honorees and all of our special guests. The website is going to drop, and that's just going to be thelosersball.com. So for now, the ticketing page, where all of the information for the actual experience and the event is, again, events.thelosersball.com.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to having a great time. Yo, you heard it first right here on the Sleep Believe the Hype podcast. I got my girl Sierra. I'm going to be in the building. It's going to be a great time. You already know it's going to be great. We got some great, great people that are going to be a part of this. I can't wait. We're a couple of months away. And yeah, man, if you know, you got to be there, or else you're going to be just watching the highlights on the gram. So definitely go out and get your tickets, make plans to be there. Flights coming in and out of Atlanta every day. Hartsfield Jackson, the busiest airport in the world. I'm right here in the city, so you know I'm going to be there for real. Definitely, no doubt. So, Sierra, any parting words that you got, any words of wisdom that you got for anybody that's, you know, thinking about it, contemplating being a part of this journey?
Yes. right now for me, I want to tell everybody that is considering it, going through it, kind of in a, maybe in a place where they feel stuck. I just want people to remember that it is literally a journey, not a destination. And if you are in that place, come to the Losers Ball, because we are all going to leave reignited, inspired, and just literally ready to kick 2023 in the butt, because we're going into the fourth quarter. You know, it'll be October. We know what happens. Holiday season is going to be approaching. You know, the date that I chose for this was not in vain. I chose October for a lot of reasons. I want all of us to leave this particular event stronger than ever and stronger together. And that's really my purpose. So that's it.
That's it. You heard it first. You got it here. Sierra, my hat's off to you, Queen. You know, on everything that you have accomplished and everything that you are going to do, we are supporting you 100% behind this. And yeah, you're doing the damn thing. We're proud of you for, you know, sharing your truth with us and then just taking a leap of faith and living in your purpose. And I think that's what a lot of people are ascending to do and trying to figure out how to do that. And you're doing just that. You're showing the world how to do it. So we definitely give you your flowers now.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you so much. You too. You know, we doing it together. Like, together is always better. So I appreciate everything you do for the community too. And thank you. You always have my back, and I appreciate you so much. So that's it.
You know that. So hey, if you guys are looking to find me, you can find me at Sleep Believe the Hype on IG. The podcast is on all major podcasts. Platforms, wherever you get your podcast fix, you can find it. Apple, Spotify, Google, it's all there. So definitely keep checking me out. And yeah, this is the end of another great episode. And I hope to see you guys at the Losers Ball in October, the 14th and the 15th, that weekend in Atlanta. So hey, yo, this is your boy Ked. I'm signing off. Until next time, saying peace. Yo, go follow your boy on Instagram at Sleeve Believe the Hype, and you can find the podcast on all major streaming platforms. Subscribe, like, and share it, and leave your boy some feedback too while you're at it. Thanks for enjoying the ride. Peace.